The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, it's 4 to 7. Let's go to Adam in London. This is an awful story about that footballer. Well, might just get Adam to give us a background to this because we tend to forget. And then the talk about the photos. Adam.
Yeah, you may remember Emiliano Sala. He's the Argentine footballer who died in a private plane crash in the English Channel 3 months ago. They found his body, but not the pilot. He was on his way transferring from Nantes in France to Cardiff in Wales, and the deal had been done, and then the plane came down. Well, now police are investigating a new part of this, if you like. Photos of his dead body, which ended up on social media. Photos taken at a council-run mortuary in Bournemouth. As a council spokesman says, a heartless act, a vile and hurtful thing. Now, I say police are investigating. It is thought, and obviously this isn't confirmed by anyone yet, but someone may have broken into the mortuary specifically to take these photos and then spread them about, which is pretty heartless.
What the hell for? Isn't it?
Well, quite. You wonder if there's any money passing hands or what that's about. But bear in mind, this is, of course, 2 days after Emiliano Sala's father, Horatio, died of a heart attack back in Argentina. And while there's still this wrangle between Cardiff and Nantes over the unpaid £15 million transfer fee, and who should cough up for that, or should anyone cough up for that, it's not quite done, this saga, yet.
So I wasn't aware of that. So you're saying his father then died of a heart attack?
Yeah, just start of the weekend, only in his 50s, and maybe there was some pain there from the loss of his son, but I don't know the ins and the outs of it. But yeah, awful for the family, obviously.
Unbelievable. All right, Adam, good to talk to you. Adam Gill, terrible stuff that, isn't it? Adam Gilchrist in London.